This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I love this question. Typical scenario at my house, husband lying down on the sofa, and my kids or I bring a friend in, and he continues lying down, shoes off, soles of his feet facing the guest. I say it's polite to sit up, not necessarily stand, but make some move to show regard and respect for whomever it is that's visiting. What do you say?
At the risk of coming in to arbitrate or settle a home dispute, I would say that I fall into that territory of some gesture of regard or respect when a guest or visitor enters the home being important, and being important for everyone who's present to participate and engage in. And it doesn't need to be a grand gesture of welcome. It doesn't need to be everyone's stands and uses full proper titles and names and does a round of introductions. But the particular scene that you paint, the feet off up in someone's face in particular sort of jumped out at me, I think starts to cross over that line into territory where someone who is a guest in the home isn't necessarily being acknowledged. And I can appreciate how treasured that downtime can be. I can appreciate how important the time to check out and watch a movie or a favorite show or
nap
can really be to somebody. And at the same time, I also am someone who really thinks it's important that we acknowledge each other's humanity. And those introductions, those partings are a big part of it. Having a family home that's cohesive and where the family is seen as operating as a unit that takes that role of host with some level of seriousness, I think, is also important. And it can be anything, depending on what the level of the formality of the situation is. And I would say a friend of yours, I might take a notch of formality up a little higher even than a friend of the kids,
yeah.
So that maybe one is just a look over and say hi. Maybe another is you put a couple feet on the floor and you sit up so that you look someone in the eye and try to meet them a little more on their level, even if you're not coming all the way to standing. But I think a talk ahead of time,
yeah,
about what you would like to see, I think, is reasonable. I think that having some slightly broader discussion about what those sort of minimum standards might be that are going to make everyone, including you, feel most comfortable is entirely reasonable. I think that I would be prepared for the other side of that equation also. And I'm imagining myself, what would be a scenario where I wouldn't want to be held accountable to even this level of engagement?
Because you're in your home and it's your only downtime and you are defending this. And gosh darn it, you're just so sick of everyone else telling you what to do and when to do it.
If it were that important to me, I would have that conversation ahead of time also. I would say, you know what? Sunday afternoons from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock when the Patriots are playing isn't a time I'm going to greet people. So if someone comes to visit then, that's a great time to entertain them, engage them in the kitchen, and I'll come say hi during halftime.
Yeah.
There is space for those types of carve-outs also.
What if your napping was done in your bedroom instead? You know, that's not a place that your kids are going to be bringing their friends to. I think if husband isn't going to go upstairs and take himself out of that regular entertaining area and space, if that's what he wants, go for it and go, but do it in the place where that's appropriate when other people are entertaining guests. And you have to think every now and again that when people are coming to your home, they don't want to disturb you. They don't want to put you out. They don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. And it is amazing how much just sitting up on the couch and say, "Hey, Jan, so nice to see you today." Like, all of a sudden, everybody goes, ah, you know, and it's easy. And I do think there's just such a good place for this to be easy and not fraught.
We really hope that helps and that in the future you feel more comfortable entertaining. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.